To think about which behavior Sebastian may be more likely to engage in, we first need to identify what the behaviors are that are available to him in this situation when he doesn't want to play with a peer and there they are. So in this scenario, Sebastian can either verbally request that the peer move on, or he can push the peer. And in both cases, there are outcomes. And looking first at reinforcer quality, both of these behaviors, a verbal request or pushing, produces escape from the interaction with the peer. So from a quality perspective, the payoff looks pretty similar between these two behaviors. But there's a difference in immediacy. When Sebastian asks his peer to play with someone else, the interactions prolong. That peer argues with him. And when Sebastian pushes the peer, the interaction immediately ends. So here the deck is sort of stacked toward pushing, unfortunately. Then we can also look at reinforcer magnitude. And the payoff of verbal requests is that the peer returns a few minutes later. So the magnitude is somewhat lower relative to pushing the peer away, which produces time without that peer's interruptions for the remainder of the class period. So again, the deck is sort of stacked toward pushing here. It produces a more immediate outcome and a bigger outcome, more escape from the peer. Finally, if we want to look at the effort of the behavior itself, pushing is a relatively low effort way to get needs met. That's why kindergartners and younger children than that really, really struggle with choosing to use their words over pushing. Pushing's easy to do, and it has the payoffs that we just described. The verbal request requires more effort, particularly at Sebastian's developmental stage. We know that he is still working on verbally expressing his wants and needs, so that probably takes a good bit more work. So in this situation, I predict that Sebastian is more likely to push the peer given the immediate escape from the peer and the length of the time that he has without a peer attempting to play in his space.